This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
I don't know how many years he has left. He wants a championship, certainly deserves a championship, got close last year, and now heads to Baltimore to go chase that ring. It is a pretty cool signing for the Baltimore Ravens. This is something they have been after. DeAndre Hopkins now lands in Baltimore.
I love Lamar Jackson. I was watching Lamar when he played Clemson, and I was like, who is this kid? So I've been a fan of Lamar for a long time. I would be lying to sit here and say, you know, it wouldn't be an honor one day, you know, if my career allows me to play that long, to play with a great guy and a great quarterback like Lamar.
Well, your career has allowed it, DeAndre Hopkins. That was 2 years ago, as a matter of fact. On the I Am Athlete podcast, May of 23, talking about the possibility of eventually, maybe ever, playing with Lamar. Before that, we heard Ian Rappaport from NFL Network talking about the fact that he is coming to Baltimore 1 year, $5 million. So DeAndre Hopkins' league year starts at 4 o'clock, so all of this stuff starts becoming official. He's coming to the Charm City, where he essentially replaces Nelson Agholor as the number three receiver for the Ravens.
Now, do you think, Bob, that maybe like by week 7, 8, they would be hoping that Tez Walker is really elevated and maybe becomes that third guy? I guess possibly. That would be a bonus.
It's a good thing to have. Good dilemma.
No doubt. Because just it would give you more speed. And if Tez Walker can make a huge jump this offseason, that would who needs to, I guess when you look at the offensive guys, Bob, like Keaton Mitchell, Tez Walker, Rosengarten, all those guys can make huge jumps this offseason, really help the offense.
Hey, and maybe Fa'alele laid the foundation of what could be a long and productive career too.
I think the biggest thing with Daniel is, you know, just come in great shape from the get-go. Don't, you know, take six games to get yourself in, you know, game-type shape. Now you kind of know what it feels like and what it should be. And, you know, let's, you know, because he is a good athlete, let's lean it down a little. You know, if he got down to 340 instead of 380.
And we talked about it earlier, just tuning into the show. And if you're on the phones, we'll get you here news from the Nest style. 50s for Hopkins, 56 catches, 610, 5 touchdowns between two teams last year. Of course, went to the Super Bowl with Kansas City. We think Zay Flowers gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Bateman, if that was any indication, definitely getting better. And Isaiah Likely is going to be more productive. And, you know, Henry might not rush for almost 2,000 yards, but we think 1,500 is definitely attainable. So does Hopkins need to produce that sort of output here will there be enough opportunities for him to do so?
I think when you look at everything, Bob, and you know, because they run the ball so much, they don't throw it as much as most people. So I think if D-Hop got 350, 400 yards, you know, because if we're saying Bateman's going to elevate a little bit more, likely he's going to elevate a little bit more. Can Andrew stay at almost 700 yards? I mean, if that's the case, I don't know that your third can get over 500 yards. And in the red zone, I don't see the third receiver playing a lot because why, Bob? They like those big targets in there. You know, I mean, who's great in the red zone? Andrew's got 11 and likely, you know, those guys are good in the red zone. So I don't see him probably reaching the touchdowns that he had or probably the 500 yards. If he had 400 yards and a couple touchdowns, I think that would be sufficient.
Patrick Ricard sticking around, and I believe we're all fine with this one, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You know, you got a 300-pound guard at fullback.
And he wanted to stay, and he's, you know, the last of these so-called traditional fullbacks. And the Ravens are one of the few teams, Vinny, that still kind of utilizes him in that way.
Yeah, and he knows his role, fits his role extremely well, and he does good, you know, like, because they use him to basically, you know, line up at that fullback spot and, you know, like come across and kick out and be like a pulling guard almost.
All right, let me circle back real quick. When Odell Beckham was here in 23, 14 games, 35 catches, 565, 3 touchdowns.
I'd take that.
From Hopkins.
No doubt. No doubt.
Nolan?
Yeah, I think that would be that ideal window for a number 3.
Well, Bob, do you have, is it just Odell stats or is it what Bateman, what everybody else had too?
In 23?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Zay 77 for 858, 5 TDs. Andrews 45 for 544, 6 touchdowns. Remember, he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Likely, he had 30 for 411 and 5 TDs, but most of that damage was done in the 7 games that Mark Andrews missed.
Yeah, and what Bate have? Nothing.
Bate was 32 for 367 and a lonely old touchdown.
So I don't think that, unless there's injuries, Bob, if everybody's healthy, and Justice Hill, what'd he have in that one?
Hold on. Let's see. Justice Hill, he was 28 for 206 and a touchdown.
Yeah.
See, this is 23,
right,
by the way.
And everybody's elevated. I don't see that he can reach, if everybody stays healthy, I don't think he can reach Odell Beckham Jr.'s numbers.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest. Let's get out to the phone, see what the people have to say about this acquisition. We will start in PT Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. Great show. Bob, I got 3 things real quick for you. The O's are going to the series. 2, I'm sorry about what I said about Kiss yesterday. They're a rocking band, just not my thing. And 3.
Well, you don't have to apologize. I'm not a mega Kiss fan. I get what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They made a heck of a lot of money. And they, sure, you know, they had their moment. They're like a garage band that really hit it big. But 3, Swinging All Night's a reference to another band I'm not crazy about. Yeah, Warrant, right? Cherry Pie. Remember earlier in the show you said Swing All Night?
Yeah, you got that reference. Yeah, think about baseball, Swing All Night. And if you need us to explain what swinging means, I mean, you probably never swung a lot in your life, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
Right. You dig where I'm coming from. All right, what else you got, PT?
Back on the tracks. Right, I got a question for Vinny. Vinny, I hope we agree nothing makes a pass rush better than great coverage. I hope we'd agree also that the future of the NFL is all about linebackers that can cover like safeties that can cover like cornerbacks. So if we can somehow get Starks in the draft, you can forget about it because that kid is a talent. And if he runs a 4 or 5 in his pro day, it's just going to keep his stock reasonable. And maybe we could get him. And if we got Starks, and I think Wiggins is about to blow up as one of the top 20 cornerbacks, TJ Tampa's a kid we all have got to keep an eye on because he's super talented, very physical. Don't you think we have the most talent in the NFL on defense, man?
Most talent on defense? I'm not going to get into that because last year we said they had the 2 best safeties, you know, and the defense started out 32nd.
Yeah, dough.
But if they got Starks, I think it would be an upgrade. But then you got to look at the corners, okay? Because there's kind of a lot of unanswered questions still at the corner. Can Marlon Humphrey duplicate what he did this past year? And then who's going to play Wiggins on the other side? Wiggins has got to take that next step. But who else is going to play on the outside? That is the thing there. Bob, I was showing you Michael Pierce retired.
Yeah. So there's one less defensive player on the team. Nose tackle Michael Pierce. I mean, what, Samford? Played well, got the big deal in Minnesota, came back, and hey, nice, productive,
no doubt,
you know, prosperous, financially anyway, NFL career. So congratulations to him on a job well done, for sure.
I would say this, Bob, for Michael Pierce, I just hope that he can control his weight out of football, because he was humongous, you know, he's like 380 pounds, but he could run, you know, and he played a good role for them because he could run and he could get some pressure on the quarterback.
Maybe he'll be like one of these many O linemen who retire and start weighing like a buck 80.
Yeah, like Marshall Yanda.
Unrecognizable. It's Vinny at 80-1057. The Fan will come back, count our own money, buy or sell, talk about sports subjects. Plentiful of this Woman Crush Wednesday. And we'll talk Steelers with Will Graves of the Associated Press. Bottom of the hour. And draft profile number two. You missed Malachi Starks early out of Georgia. Maybe he could be around at 27. But the guy that might not be any longer, we'll be talking about him coming up soon.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
1057. The Fan.
Vinny 888 1057 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Tons going on in the world of sports. We try to get to as much as we possibly can in the time that we are allotted. But right now, let's count some dough, buy or sell.
Well, Bob, cooler than forecast February inflation pushed stocks higher. So the Dow's only down 46. It was down a bunch before. The S&P is up 37. The NASDAQ's up 244. DraftKings up 11 cents. Under Armour's down 32 cents.
For our sports topics, we'll start in college basketball. It's the best time of year in college basketball. Conference tournaments taking place right now. The NCAA tournament is almost upon us. So in the spirit of the season, Matt Norlander has ranked the top 25 college basketball stars of the last 25 years. Now, this is based, as he says, on star power, not necessarily accolades, stats, even team achievements, but simply star power, who was must-see TV. Got a wide variety of players here, future NBA stars like Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, even guys who really didn't have much of a pro career, but captured the nation by storm in college. Jimmer Fredette comes to mind. Anyway, here's your top three. It's a who's who of hateable ACC players. J.J. Redick, Tyler Hansborough, Zion Williamson in the top spot. Quote here from Norlander says, Zion's combination of power, athleticism, leaping ability, and charisma made him the perfect player at the perfect time in college hoops. Bob, are you buying or selling that top pick for top college star in recent history?
Yeah, I'll buy it. I mean, and he was great for that 1 year, even though they were overrated when it was all said and done as a team. But where's Adam Morrison? He was must-see TV when he was at Gonzaga. And Redick, I don't think he had that kind of national juice. I love these people that look at the 2000s like it's the whole end-all be-all of whatever sports they're talking about. Tyler Hansborough, get the bleep out of here. Absolutely not. But Zion Williamson, yeah. And what about Cooper Flagg? He's like the Zion Williamson of this year. The accolades and well-deserved that he's getting for the Blue Devils himself. And how can you not like the dude from Gonzaga with the mustache, whose name escapes me already? Drew Timmy. Timmy.
Oh, thought you were still talking Morrison.
Yeah, right.
He had the mustache.
Oh, yes, he did.
Anyway, over to the NFL. Brandon Stevens found a new home with the Jets, a nice payday to go along with it. Pairing him with Sauce Gardner. Well, that was kind of a head-scratcher for us, considering how heavily targeted Stevens was compared to his fellow Ravens DBs over the years. In 2023 and 2024, the two seasons where Stevens was playing a starter's workload, he was targeted over 100 times each year, 108 in 2023, 102 last year. Well, Sauce Gardner seems to think the new pairing will boost Stevens to new heights, but Vinny, buy or sell, Stevens will have a new career high in targets coming his way in 2025.
Well, I'm going to buy it just because Sauce Gardner is better than anybody that Brandon Stevens with has played with on the other side. So they will be going after him. I was talking to one of my buddies who is a defensive coach in the league, and he says that they'll probably put Sauce Gardner to the field, put Brandon Stevens into the boundary, and they'll play let him play press coverage, press man all the time. And we'll see. But he's still going to face a ton of deep balls that he can't find.
All right, got a little baseball here. The Yankees, they got to find a rotation replacement for Gerrit Cole as he's going to miss the entire season with Tommy John surgery. They already have that front-end guy, really an ace profile in Max Fried. Carlos Rodon also had some ace labels, or at least number one starter labels, when he signed with New York. But his tenure there has been really up and down. Injuries in 23 limited his play time, had an ERA over 6. Last year, he was healthy and better, but that ERA still in the high threes. Buy or sell, Bob, Rodon will be able to pitch to his pre-Yankees level to help replace what's lost in Cole.
I'll sell it. He'll be good enough. He's not going to be dreadful with a 5-plus earned run average and be booed at a Yankee stadium. But Gerrit Cole is one of the best pitchers in baseball. Marcus Stroman could be the wild card for them. And ultimately, what's going to happen once the season begins? Possible trades. Because, you know, San Diego's got King, former Yankee, by the way, and Dylan Cease, who could become available. And don't be surprised if the Orioles might kick the tires on something like that as well.
Well, the Cowboys, they're changing up their running back room this upcoming season after being heavily ridiculed last offseason for their approach to the position. They struck early this time around, but far from the splash that a Derrick Henry would have been for them. They're bringing in Javonte Williams. That's their addition so far this week. And also apparently moving on from former undrafted rookie Rico Dowdle in the process. And if you had an eye on Dowdle last year, actually pretty solid year for Dallas behind a less than stellar O-line. Williams is younger, but the numbers not as good, especially in yards per carry. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Dallas running back room will somehow get even worse in 2025.
Oh, I'm going to sell it. Nolan, the thing that's amazing is why are you going to sign a running back when it's a tremendously deep year in the draft? It makes no sense. Because if they go get a good draft kid, you know, I mean, then the room gets better. But the way the room is now, I don't know that it's much better.
And our last topic here today in the NBA, Kevin Durant, the trade news for him, it's going to dominate the offseason, so get ready for it now. They failed to move him at this year's deadline, so things are heating up. But recently, we've learned from some reports about Phoenix's asking price for the star player. Keep in mind, he's going to be 37, have 1 year remaining on his current contract, but their asking price starts with 3 first-round picks plus a young player on top of it. Are you buying or selling? And judging by the laughing, it's going to be a sell, that they would even get close to that kind of compensation.
Sell, absolutely not. 37 years old. 3 first-round picks and a young stud ready to rock and roll. Hey, Phoenix, you can ask for it all you want. And they're not stupid for asking that level of compensation. They're not getting it. No way, no how. And since Matt Ishbia took over as the owner of the team, he swung big. But been a lot of striking out going on, shall we say. So no way, Nolan. I'd be floored if they came anywhere close. I don't think you could get a stud player for Kevin Durant right now, much less that and 3 first-round draft picks. Because we can't say change of scenery. The guy's had a suitcase packed for quite some time here in the NBA. No denying his abilities. One of the great scorers, certainly, in the history of the league and of this generation. But no way. That's a crazy ask for sure. When we come back, how about we talk some Steelers? Will Graves, Associated Press. Pittsburgh's looking for a quarterback. Do they keep Russell Wilson? He's still out there. Justin Fields goes to the Jets. Did they make a mistake by not bringing him back? And Najee Harris now in the Charger world. What's going on with Kenneth Gainwell? He's got the perfect name for a running back. Does he have the game to back it up? He's with the Associated Press. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show to talk about the Steelers, Will Graves. Will, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here in Baltimore.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm just searching the breadlines, looking for a quarterback, just like the Steelers.
Well, the good news is, I guess, you've got a running back, Kenneth Gainwell. He'll join Jalen Warren to be the guys. I guess Warren right now would be number one on the depth chart since Najee Harris is now with the Chargers. Why did the Steelers view that as, I guess we could say it, an area that needed to be upgraded, letting their first-round pick from a couple years ago move to another destination here?
You know, I don't know if upgrade is the right word, but, you know, look, Najee was reliable, 4,000-yard seasons. Doesn't mean as much in a 17-game, you know, year as it used to, as that number used to. But he was reliable. He didn't fumble. He stayed healthy, and considering the amount of touches he had, that was remarkable. But he also was not an explosive player. And, you know, the irony is, like, the Chargers didn't really get him for – I mean, it's not that much. They decided not to pick up his option last year, which would have been a little over $6 million. His deal with the Chargers is a little over – I guess if he hits every marker, it's going to be a little over $9 million. But I think they just wanted – you know, Najee was just not a field flipper, you know, and I think they decided to kind of allocate their money elsewhere. And, you know, what is interesting, though, is that – you know, Jalen Warren and Gainwell don't fit the profile of what you think an Arthur Smith kind of wants in his running backs, right? Like he had Derrick Henry when he was the offensive coordinator, you know, in Tennessee. And then, although let's remember, he also, when he was in Atlanta, somehow mysteriously forgot that he drafted Bijan Robinson and needed to play him. So getting to wrangle on his methodology sometimes can be a little tough, but I just think, you know, that Gainwell is a little faster. Jalen Warren is a guy that, look, has been more effective in spurts and actually was on the field more often than Najee Harris towards the end of last season. But the, you know, the big question mark is, can he become a 20 to 25 carry guy? I mean, this might be a situation where it's very much to 1A and 1B, where each guy gets 10 to 12 touches a game, and maybe in the fourth quarter they figure out who's doing better, and that's who sees the ball at the end of the game.
Now, Will, is there enough balls for the two wide receivers? Because both of them seem like they will bitch and complain.
Well, I don't know. I take DK in that fight, though. You know, like I take DK in just about any fight, to be honest with you. You know, Mike Tomlin used to use the phrase two dogs and one bone. You know, I think the receiver situation with George Pickens, it's very, very fluid. I think a lot of it's going to depend on who the quarterback ends up being. Obviously, the Steelers find themselves in an unexpected situation in that department. So I think that the Steelers have too many questions to answer at that position before they get to the receiver part. But you know, George Pickens is a guy that looks talented, ridiculously talented, and also, you know, creates a ton of off the field or in on the field headaches with the things that he says to the media, with the way that he acts on the field. The problem is with the Steelers, like, it seems very unlikely they're going to pick up his option, or I'm sorry, they're going to extend him, right? Because you're already committed $30 million to another guy. They're not going to commit. He's a guy that if he gets his head straight, could be a $20 to $25 million receiver somewhere else, right? So they're not, it seems very unlikely that they would extend him. So they have two choices here. Do you try to trade, or three, I guess, do you try to trade him like before the draft? But his stock is kind of low because everybody knows that he's got some maturity issues. Do you try to see how the season goes and then try to trade him at the deadline? Again, his stock is going to be pretty low because if he's available at the deadline, that means the team is going nowhere. Or do you just let him play out the year and then he walks and he almost 100% chance he walks in free agency? So, you know, not a lot of great options on the, you know, whatever happens with DK and George, I think it's a short-term solution. And look, the Steelers obviously made a long-term commitment to DK Metcalf. So whatever happens, whatever dynamic happens in that room, management is going to side with the guy that they've already paid.
Okay, is it down to Rodgers and Russell Wilson and what happened to Fields? And I guess if it's Rodgers and Wilson at 21, I guess if Shedeur Sanders fell, do they take a quarterback also at 21? What do you know about the quarterback situation? And why is it taking so long?
Well, I don't know. I'd probably run up against your 1 o'clock break if I tried to explain everything that's happened here the last 48 hours. But I think they sort of always assumed that they were going to just be able to get Justin Fields. I don't think they believed that there was a real market for him. When the Jets did make that offer, Justin Fields went back to the Steelers and said, I will stay if you match that price. And the Steelers passed, which says to me a couple of things. They have a very, you know, they like Justin Fields, but they never really respected him, right? I mean, let's remember, you know, he was a good soldier, got off to that good start last season when Russ was hurt. They were 4-2. He went to the bench. Russ came in and was good, and then for a while, and then he stopped being good. And when the season got away from him, they didn't even let Justin really sniff the field. But I think they just thought he would always sort of be there. And you know, good for Justin. I mean, there was a really pleasant kid. I hope he finds some success in New York, as hard as that's going to be. And then I think, you know, because they made it so plain to everybody that they were more interested in Justin Fields, Russell Wilson kind of was, you know, pushed to the back burner. There was some stuff, you know, late in the season when the offense was sputtering. Obviously, you know, fingers are going to point. They're, you know, did he and Arthur Smith see eye to eye on all things? No, but I think that Arthur Smith doesn't necessarily see eye to eye with anybody. And Russ is always going to be, you know, going to be Russ. Like he is just a different kind of, what do his teammates say? Just a different kind of cat, right? So, you know, they sort of got caught flat-footed when Fields left. And the Rodgers thing, you know, personally, all the Steelers have talked about, we need a quarterback that can move. You look at the way the offensive line, you got mollywopped the last 5 weeks of the season, including in twice against the Ravens and the Chiefs. These are the teams that you're in theory chasing in the AFC. Why would you hire and sign a 41-year-old guy who is not the guy that he was even 5 years ago? Right? Makes no sense to me, especially if at some sort of exorbitant cap number, right? Like, makes no sense to me. However, their hands are sort of tied. And the problem the Steelers have is, look, you still have T.J. Watt on sort of the back end of his prime. Cam Hayward had a ridiculous year last year, an all-pro at 35, a remarkable comeback from the injury-plagued season he had in 23. Organizationally, they feel they owe it to those guys, and to Minkah Fitzpatrick and some of the other guys on the defense, to try to get the offense serviceable enough to where they can be competitive and maybe get it sneaking into the playoffs and maybe win a game. But the problem is, look, there is no quarterback out there on the market or in the draft that closes that gap. That quarterback does not exist. It's not Shedeur Sanders. It's not Jackson Dart. They are better served to try to make up with Russ, sign a one-year deal. That's part of the problem. Russ wants to play. Russ is a little bit, it sounds odd to say, a little bit younger than Aaron Rodgers. And Russ has made it very plain that he wants to play 2, 3, 4 more years. That's the kind of contract that he's going to want. So how do how do the Steelers reconcile that with sort of the situation that they're in? I mean, they think they're close. The results seem to indicate that they are not, that they're sort of stuck in this middle thing. The best thing that this organization could do is just sort of, I would take a caretaker this year. I'm not even talking Aaron Rodgers. I want somebody on the Chiefs, and I would save up my money, try to get a quarterback either in free agency next year or in the draft. And then, because you get DK Metcalf for at least, I would say, there's no way he's going to play all five of those seasons in Pittsburgh. It just doesn't happen anymore. You guys know this. These guys sign these ridiculous deals, and then when they get to the end of the deal, they get too expensive, and they get cut or released or traded or whatever, right? But they have at least 3 years after this one with Metcalf. I would be looking at those years and not 2025.
Will Graves covers the Steelers for the Associated Press. Will, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of the free agent period here that we've got the owners' meetings, and then you got the draft. So there's plenty to do before we get to the schedules and camps and OTAs and all the fun stuff. And always great to talk to you, Will. We'll catch up soon.
Yeah, hopefully they have a quarterback next time we talk.
Well, Cleveland does. There you go. What I'm saying. Will Graves, everybody. Kenny Pickett, of course. I tell you what, Ravens don't have a quarterback problem, and that's a good thing. Haven't had one for quite some time, as a matter of fact. Do they have a safety problem, though? When we come back, Vinny's draft profile number 2 of this Woman Crush Wednesday. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. Give you the Orioles lineup as they get ready for the Braves at 1 o'clock. At 1:15, we'll talk some Orioles there. You leave Jackson at shortstop. That's where he's playing today. No, you put him back at second base and let him get accustomed to that. And then Damon Evans, University of Maryland Athletic Director, preview the Big Ten tournament. Talk about what else is happening down there in College Park.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Taylor goes left side. Snap it back. Here comes Carolina. Nussmeier, quick throw.
Get the coverage.
It's picked off. Even worried on the near sideline. Got some blockers. There's the speed. 40, 50 flag on the play. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Carolina.
South Carolina Radio on the call. Time for draft profile number 2. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Earlier in the show, we talked about Malachi Starks from the University of Georgia. Now we go to the University of South Carolina, because Vinny likes Starks. Maybe he likes the next guy a little bit more.
Yeah, Nick Emmanuori, 6'3", 220, ran 4.38. His 10 time was 1.49. And we talked about Starks. He ran 4.5. 10 time was 1.51. So the 1.51 for Starks was good. The 4.5 seemed a little slow. Now, Emmanuori, he was a combine freak when I tell you all these numbers. Now, he was a junior. He's a safety. He did everything at the combine. Now, he wore jerseys number 7 and 21 throughout his career. He had 32 and a half arms, which are long. 9-inch hands, average at best. 43-inch vertical, 43. That is off the charts. 11.6 broad jump, off the charts. 20 reps, 2.25. Awesome for a safety. So all his numbers, like when you're watching him and you're like 6'3", 220, 4.38, damn. He vertical, 43, whoa. 11.6 broad. He benched 20 times. Whoa. You know, that took everybody's attention right there. Now in 2022, 85 tackles, one pass defense. 2023, 71 tackles, two interceptions, eight pass defense. 2024, 88 tackles, four interceptions this past year, and two touchdowns, two pick sixes. In 37 games that he played for the Gamecocks, 244 tackles, six interceptions. He was a three-star recruit out of high school. Now, he played middle linebacker in high school. Bob, his senior year of high school, 232 tackles his senior year. 232 tackles.
Man, that's Ray Lewis stuff.
Yeah. All right, his strengths. Combine numbers, size, production, shows speed on interceptions, good hands, has ball skills. He can go up and get the ball, plays deep ball well, has good concentration. He'll hit and wrap. He can play in the slot, can turn and run deep with wide receiver, shows closing speed, captain, makes a lot of the calls. Quick read and react in the run game. Leader, communicator, good finish tackler. Good route recognition, has man-to-man skill, especially versus tight end. Smart, good read and react. Has natural hands and body control for size. He can play in the box, play man-to-man. He'll run and hit. Shows catch-up speed. Weakness, he'll get too aggressive and overcommit to the first read. Which a lot of them do. Those really aggressive guys that, I mean, they're like, they want to go. They want to go make a play. And that's why the play action pass, you go, oops. Now he's a little high cut, so he's a little long-legged. Some issues with smaller, quick receivers in the slot, which a dude that's 6'3", 220 pounds, against a 5'9 receiver that's quick as a cat, he's going to have those problems because he's not going to be able to change directions as quick. Now, in summary, I said this kid is a perfect fit for the Ravens. He can play all over the field and has the athletic ability and skill to be good in pass and run. Would be dangerous with Hamilton. Was a middle linebacker in high school, and that range shows in the run game. I just, you know, at 6'3", 220, runs 4'3". You know, he can play nickel stuff too, dime stuff. Like, he and Hamilton would be similar size. Well, he would be a lot thicker than Hamilton, but he runs a lot faster than Hamilton. Can you imagine having a 6'3 and a 6'4 safety? And, you know, they could both blitz and do all. I mean, the combination of things that you could do would be crazy.
Field Yates, ESPN.com, has Nick Emanuori as the number one safety in this year's draft class. Jordan Reed, ESPN, has him going number 20 overall to the Denver Broncos. And Lance Zierlein from NFL Network has him going 13th Cincinnati. Overall to the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, because the Bengals need a safety in the worst way, too. You know, but...
So if this...
He's not going to be there.
Yeah, 27.
No. Starks has got a much chance because of the Combine stuff. I mean, Bob, people were freaked out at what he did at the Combine. Then you turn the film on, and yeah, I could see all that. And then D coordinators start thinking, all the things that you can do with him? Yeah, he's going to go, and he's going early.
Now, if the Ravens get either one of them in the first round of 20, say sitting there at 20, 11 draft picks, Eric DaCosta, are you dangling to maybe, you know, here's 27 and end?
Is Stark still on the board, too? And
you know what I mean?
There's another one that I'm going to watch today, Xavier Watts from Notre Dame, who's had 13 interceptions over the last 2 years. So I want to see them too. Is there a possibility that they're, you know, Watts is a candidate too? Then if you've got three, more than likely one would be there.
It's 58 1057 The Fans. Your draft profile started today. They'll continue on until the draft is done. And then once we find out who the Ravens select, we'll have the post-draft profiles as well. NFL Lunch coming up next. Feed you some more football. Bounce around the NFL. Joey Bosa has a new home. Haven't really talked much about that. Talk more about the Steelers quarterback dilemma. And it's a dilemma for sure. Right now, the Ravens looking pretty strong in the AFC North as every other team has some problemos that they have to address. Orioles lineup real quick against the Braves. Cedric Mullins, center field. Adley Rutschman, your DH. Ryan O'Hearn's at first. Tyler O'Neill, right field. Kowser's in left. Westberg's at second base today. Gary Sanchez behind the plate. Ramon Urias is at third. Jackson Holliday is your shortstop. And old man Bun Dean Kramer throwing that baseball. Later on in the hour, the 1 o'clock hour, give you some scores too. As conference tournament's underway, the Big Ten starts later this afternoon.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.